Welcome to Moon Tower Special, 1 out of 3.
Yes.
We have divided up the Moon Tower Specials into 3 episodes. The first one we're going to be covering Wednesday and Thursday, mm-hmm. April 19th and 20th. The second one is Friday, April 21st, and Saturday will be the third episode, April 22nd. This is for Moon Tower 2017. Our second Moon Tower together.
I know. It's our second anniversary.
It is. And it's important. And it's going to continue on for the rest of our lives.
Until death.
Until death. We're going to be those old people at Moon Tower.
Screaming into a cell phone.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think we'll start out talking about last year's Moon Tower for this episode. So we can do the pros and cons. So I think the con for last year was just that, like, it was our first one. We were not quite as organized.
It was our first one. I lived further away from a lot of things.
Yes.
So that was one thing, but that's not their fault.
No. We're going to discuss the things that we would fix about Moon Tower in the next episode. So we'll go into that.
Yeah.
But last year's was good. Did we ever figure out who the other headliner was that we
saw last year?
We saw last year. So we know that we saw 3 headliners, minus Janine Garofalo. We had tickets to see 3.
Trying to figure out who it was.
We had, basically with Moon Tower, if you've never been, it's a comedy festival in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And you can buy badges.
Always starts on the week of April 20th.
Yes. Wink, wink. It's really fun. You can buy badges. There's, like, levels of badges. Last year, we bought, like, the second up level, which wasn't so great.
Yeah.
But it was fine. It was totally fine. But you get 3 headliner tickets with your badge. And last year, we did Janine Garofalo, Maria Bamford, and someone else. We can't remember who it
is. Who was it?
Right now. But we will. We'll figure it out by the end of this. We ended up not seeing Janine Garofalo. I don't fully remember why, but for some reason we just didn't.
Yeah.
But we did see her. Yeah.
Upset. Yeah.
The really cool thing about Moon Tower is that, like, there's so many shows at so many different venues that, like, there's always something going on, and they go on pretty late at night. So yeah. It's really cool. I mean, we obviously fell in love with it last year. We decided to do it again this year.
Yes.
Last year, they had a lot of, like, after-show parties at the Stephen F. Austin Hotel bar, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's a great bar.
It's a great venue.
It's right on Congress.
It was really cool.
Everything is pretty convenient. All the venues are pretty convenient to one another. Some of them are a little bit of a walk. Like, we went to the Velveeta Room last night, which is a few blocks, maybe, like, 3 or 4 blocks another direction.
Right.
Which doesn't seem like too much, but when you have to go down 6th Street at night, that's a kind of a lot.
Yeah, there's a couple, places where it's like, I just kind of wish it wasn't that far. I know it's not a big deal, we did walk everywhere, so it is totally doable.
Right.
But it's just, it's kind of a pain in the butt when the only show that, like, you could go to at that time is the one, like, 8 blocks over.
And then you go, and then it's at capacity.
Yeah, or, like, you have to leave after 15 minutes in order to be at, like, the next place you're trying to go to. But, I don't know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great experience for sure. I've never been to... I'm kind of new to live comedy, actually. I think my first... I've been to a couple, like, stadium shows for really big comics.
Oh my god, it was Princess.
Princess, yeah.
Princess was the 3rd one last year, obviously. I don't know how we could forget about it. We talk about that more than anything. They didn't have anything like that this year.
No.
Which,
no musical act.
Which kind of sucked.
But that was sort of an anomaly, like, that happened right after he had passed away.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they didn't have... I would have been interested in going to, like a comedy band.
Yeah, and there are plenty in Austin.
Yeah, and there wasn't anything like that this year, which... Mm-hmm. That kind of sucked. They should have tried to do something like that.
I mean, I think that this year the headliners were amazing that they offered.
Yes.
They were amazing. Like, Margaret Cho, I probably would have never gotten a chance to see Margaret Cho.
Right. Well, let's talk about them later.
Okay.
So, Wednesday, we saw My Favorite Murder.
Yes.
There was, Wednesday's not technically part of it, I don't think. I think technically it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but Wednesday they had a couple shows, and Sunday, this morning, they were supposed to have a Jim Gaffigan show.
Right.
But so Wednesday, they had like two things or something, but at 7 o'clock, they had a My Favorite Murder podcast recording for Bad Shoulders.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
It was really good.
It was way better than I thought it would be. No offense to My Favorite Murder, but like I've listened to a couple of their podcasts and it's good.
Yeah.
We talked about it before. They're just, they're a little bit like California. They're a little bit too California for like a regular listen for me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just kind of one of those things. Like I live in Baltimore and it's hard. It's hard. But
yeah,
I
was
love
really good. They did the,
they did local
stuff. It's
hard
to say that it was really good when they talk about murders, but we've already
discussed
this.
But that's the whole point of it. Yeah.
They did the Austin Yogurt Shop murders, which are a horrible, sad case, but, you know, a local story. And that was interesting because apparently there's some new evidence out about these murders and a new book out about them with a theory as to what might have happened. And I thought that they were both really funny. They have great chemistry. Karen Kilgariff, is that her name?
Yeah.
Was killing me. She is hilarious.
She's hilarious.
She is so, 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 so funny. Georgia's funny too, but Karen has like that sense of humor that kills me.
Yeah, I agree.
And the seats we had for that show were really good.
Yeah. I'd say the seats we had for most of the shows were really good.
Yeah, we spent most of the time in the left orchestra,
which
was a pretty
really
good spot.
Good.
Yeah.
The first experience that I had with Georgia was the Georgia and Allie Slumber Party podcast, which is a really good podcast. Mm-hmm. It's just them hanging out and talking and interviewing to people, which is great. I am one of those sickos that like serial killer stories, and I watch serial killer movies and like documentaries on them.
Yeah.
So like this is right down my alley, and I really did enjoy it.
Yeah, it was
It was kind of like a throwaway for us because
we needed something to do.
We needed something to do, and it was given to us. Like that's included in our badges. So we were like, well, we'll just go to it, and it turned out like amazing.
Yeah,
and
it was really
we
good.
We had a really good time.
It was fun.
Thursday was our first headliner that we officially, like, we prepared for, and that was Ali Wong.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend Baby Cobra on Netflix. She released it last year, and she mentioned this one that, like, that is kind of when she started her fame, was because of that special.
Right.
And, like, full disclosure, like, that's when I found out about her. And she's so funny.
Hilarious.
And she is in, if you're into random sitcoms like I am, she's in American Housewife, which is a sitcom on some TBS or whatever, ABC
or something. And wrote for Fresh Off the Boat.
Yes, she did write for Fresh Off the Boat. And she's hilarious. And I mean, Fresh Off the Boat is hilarious. I watch that. I record it. And American Housewife is hilarious. She plays such a great character on that.
Yeah.
Big fan of hers. And we laughed
so hard.
She
was hilarious. She was so funny.
She was raunchy. And, like, I know that she was raunchy in Baby Cobra, but she was really raunchy in this,
she got
too.
Into it in this one.
It was so great.
Part of my joy was watching the audience react to her.
Oh, my God, right? And, like, there was a lot of family members in this one.
Yeah, Austin, I mean, everything in Austin, there's an age, you know, spectrum. Seems like there's every age is represented every event, which is awesome, but kind of funny when the comic is like dirty as hell.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to look, what else did we go to
on Thursday?
Thursday.
I think we went into the Townsend, right? Or was that Friday? Did we do anything else on Thursday?
I don't know.
Well, do we want to talk about Dan Soder? Has he opened for Allie?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Dan Soder is a longtime crush of both Alex and mine.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
We love him. We think he's really cute.
And
he's so funny. However, we had a dose of reality during this Moon Tower that
we saw Dan Soder probably three times.
And he did the exact same routine that he did last year, 2016.
I mean, I thought about it, and I think that the set is a little bit different from the one he did last year.
A little bit.
But,
not a lot.
He didn't change it this year in any show. It was the same set.
It was the same set in each show this year, and it was only slightly different
and
from
listen,
what he did in 2016.
I know that comics use one set for a long time because it takes a long time to write 10 minutes. I fully understand that. But it'd be cool if he spiced it up in different shows. Yeah,
it really would be. I mean, it's not... I don't know. It's not a big deal. It's just kind of one of those things where he's one of our favorites, and it was like you get disappointed when you see him come on stage because it's like, I've heard this after like
But I also think that that's a little bit of the fault of the programming. Like, you shouldn't Definitely. Have to see the same comic in every show and then Definitely. Feel like you're not giving them all of your attention because you've already heard the set.
Well, and he was in, like, everything.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because he's such, like, a chill, like, easygoing guy that yeah, he was just like, sure, okay, whatever, I'll do on. It. I don't know.
I still love him so much.
I do, too. Absolutely.
So great.
I don't think that we did do anything else on Thursday. Yeah. Something that we can talk about. So, right before, which I'm probably going to end up talking about in the iced coffee pod, so I won't go into too much detail. I got my endoscopy on Monday before we left. So, I got the endoscopy on Monday, I worked Tuesday, and then I flew out here on Wednesday. And they told me after the endoscopy that they saw things that were, that corresponded with symptoms of celiacs. They can't tell me for sure that that's what it is for 3 weeks. But they did see things that looked like celiacs. So she was like, I do want you to go full gluten-free. So that was a fun thing to deal with during this entire trip. I will say Austin might be one of the better places to be in when I'm first experimenting with this. Yeah, because
there's a lot of dietary restrictions here.
Yeah, there was a place right down the street from Alex's place that has really great stuff.
We won't mention it so you don't know where I live. But yes. In Austin, there's a lot of gluten-free cafes.
And yeah, like and but they had really good stuff.
Yeah,
I did overextend my boundaries, and I had something with too much milk in it, even though it was gluten-free. Turns out I am still lactose intolerant, which was questionable.
We're learning every day.
It was questionable, but it is not anymore. But all in all, I mean, Wednesday and Thursday were great.
Yeah, they were really fun.
I thought it was really fun. All right.
Okay.
If you have any questions about Moon Tower, or if you, like, have anything that you want to comment on, or if you came to Moon Tower,
yeah,
and you have anything else that you want to comment on during these, like, this series, if you work for Moon Tower, anything,
free assistance out, we are happy yes. to contribute.
Please email us icedcoffeepod.com.
or,
well, you can go to icedcoffeepod.com and go to the contact us. You can email us through there, or you can email us on icedcoffeepod@gmail.com. Or you can contact us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
Yeah,
we're on everything. So yeah, that's all. All
right, thanks guys.
Black Prophet, I'm so driven. Black Prophet, please get driven. Oh, 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 nothing to get home. Black Prophet, I'm in trouble. I'm so driven. Please get driven. Man, I'm not gonna get home. We'll be right back. love it. I'm in trouble. I'm so driven. Kids get driven. Oh, 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 oh. Now I'm not gonna get home. I'm not gonna get home.